Teach Us to Pray is brought to you by Life Audio and is a part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome back, friend. You are listening to the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we teach believers practical and real-life tips on how to grow your faith and relationship with God through the power of prayer. I'm Christina Patterson, host of the Teach Us to Pray podcast and founder of Beloved Women, where I encourage, equip, and empower women in the love of Jesus Christ and the truth of God's word. We have another exciting episode of Teach Us to Pray today, where we're going to be talking about the 8 types of prayers. Now, this is going to be split up into 2 episodes. In part 1, which is today, we'll talk about the first 4 types of prayers. And then in our next episode, we will have part 2, where we'll talk about the next 4 or last 4 types of prayers. Now, in previous episodes, we have really gotten deep into understanding not only the importance of prayer, but also how we are to pray and how we can pray more consistently. But I want us to look at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 that says, "First of all, then, I urge that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be made for all people." And so it's interesting here because we have different types of prayers already listed in this verse. But then we also have Ephesians 6:18 that says, "And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people." So here we have explicitly said that we are praying in the Spirit with all kinds of prayers. So there are different types of prayers. Now, here's the thing. We know, as we've discussed in previous episodes, that prayer is our communication with God. It's how we unlock the power of God in our lives. It's how we commune and connect and relate with the God of the universe. It's one of the greatest gifts that we've received as believers, access to God through prayer. Now, although not all prayer is the same, all prayer is equally powerful. So I want to start off with that in mind. All prayer is equally powerful. My hope is that understanding the different types of prayers really expands your thought process on how you approach prayer in your everyday life, to give you some different ideas on how you can be praying and unlock that power of prayer in your life.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Let's get started. The first type of prayer is a prayer of supplication or a prayer of petition. Now, this is the easiest type of prayer. This is us simply asking for what we want. It's probably my favorite type of prayer. This is usually what we think about when we think about what is prayer, asking God for what we want. Now, the important thing to keep in mind about this type of prayer is that we really want to be honest with God. You know, sometimes we can feel like, oh, this is so small. You know, God's too big. He has more important things to think about, you know? Or maybe sometimes we feel like this is too big for God. I don't know if he can or will do this. And in previous episodes, we talked about why pray if God already knows what he's going to do. You know, if he already knows the answer, why are we praying anyways? And the answer to that was, you know, some things that God has ordained for our lives are unlocked through the power of prayer. And so it's not just about getting what I want. Even with a prayer of supplication, all the foundational purpose of all prayer is our relationship and communing with God. And any relationship has to be founded on good communication. And we communicate to God through prayer. So even with a prayer of supplication, it's important to be honest with God about what you want. You know, the Bible tells us to cast our cares on him. Okay. Pour out those desires to him. And that's a part of you walking with God and him walking with you. And so you can see an example of a prayer of supplication or a prayer of petition in 1 Samuel chapter 1, where you have Hannah and she is just pouring her heart out to God, asking for a son. And we talk about her in the episode called Desperate Times Call for Desperate Prayers. But it's just such a good example of someone just being really authentic in their request to God and a reflection of a sincere relationship with him. The second type of prayer is intercessory prayer. Romans 8:34 says, "Who is to condemn? Christ is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." So, Jesus Christ is interceding for us to God, which means he's praying to God on our behalf. And that is essentially what intercessory prayer is. It's when you are making a prayer of supplication, for example, for someone else. So if you can pray for yourself, then you just apply that same practice to someone else, for someone else. And so one thing to keep in mind about intercessory prayer is that it's something that you want to be intentional about. What you pray for yourself might not be what someone else needs prayer for at that time. So ask, you know, your friends or your relatives, how can I pray for you today? You know, the other day I had a friend that just texted me out the blue one morning and she said, "Hey, you're on my prayer calendar for today. How can I be praying for you?" And it was just a small, really thoughtful act of kindness, but it was so intentional in how she was practicing prayer and being intentional about incorporating intercessory prayer in her life to make sure that she was praying for others, that she was reaching out to God on their behalf. You know, we had another episode where we talked about what to say when you don't have the words to pray. What do you pray when you don't know what to say? And one of the ideas that we shared in that episode was to pray for someone else. If you don't know what to pray for yourself, I am sure that you know someone in your life, whether it's your children or your husband or your coworker or your neighbor, that needs prayer, you know? And so that is how we can be intentional about expanding our prayer lives, is to not only pray for ourselves, but to also pray for others. And we're called to do this. We're expected to do this as believers. As I shared with you, Jesus leads by example by interceding for us as believers. And then even if you go to Genesis 18, you see that Abraham, he interceded for Sodom when God was about to destroy the city. And there's this conversation, which is essentially prayer, right? Our conversation with God, where he's saying, you know, interceding on their behalf for them not to be destroyed. And so intercessory prayer is just our prayer for other people. The third type of prayer is a prayer of thanksgiving. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." And so what I love about this verse is that it shows the peace that can come over anxiety when we pray, but that prayer isn't just the supplication. There's also a thanksgiving aspect to that prayer. And so thanking God in a prayer of thanksgiving is thanking Him for what you already have or for what you expect to happen. We pray this type of prayer when we're intentional about thinking about the good in our lives and about how God is the one who has allowed that good into our lives. You can take it even further to not only think about the good, but even if you can view the challenging circumstances that you may have endured in the past or are currently enduring, and even be intentional about seeing how God is moving even through those situations. You know, Romans 8:28 says that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord. It's sharing with us that, you know, whatever we're going through, in the end, it is working out for our good and God's glory. And when we practice prayers of thanksgiving, it helps us to open our eyes to not just see what we don't have, not see where we feel like we're lacking, not be anxious and worry about what wrong may happen, but it really positions our heart towards expectancy to God. It reminds us what He's already done, so we know He has the power to do it again. But then it shows our faith in trusting what He can do in the future. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Philippi, and he says to them, "I thank my God in all my remembrance of you." And so every time he thinks about the relationship that he has with the church in Philippi, he is encouraged to thank God for that relationship. And it reminds him to pray to God, a prayer of thanksgiving. And it's just giving God due honor and respect for the good things that He is doing and that He will do. And it's a good way to get our minds on Him and to not get stuck in negative thinking, you know, to not get stuck in that type of thinking that gets us discouraged and gets us down, to make time for thanksgiving in our prayer. The fourth prayer and the final prayer we'll talk about in this episode is a prayer of praise, also known as a prayer of worship. Now, we just talked about a prayer of thanksgiving, which is focusing on God for what He has done. But a prayer of praise is a little bit different because it is honoring God for simply who He is. This type of prayer helps us to keep our focus on God. When we're reminded of how big our God is with prayers of praise, our challenges and shortcomings become less intimidating, and our faith and trust in God begins to grow. Now, how do we pray a prayer of praise? Well, here's the thing that we got to keep in mind. You can't praise what you don't know. So developing our relationship with God and growing in the knowledge of who He is what gives us the truth we need to pray a prayer of praise to Him. I love this example in Micah 7 verses 18 and 19. It says, "Who is a God like you who pardons sin and forgives the transgression of the remnant of His inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea." And as you can see in this prayer, it's just a reminder of who God is, what his character is. He doesn't stay angry. He has compassion. He is forgiving. And those are just a short list of things that we can praise and worship God for. His word is a great place to start to understand his character so that you too can practice that prayer of praise. Now, this episode went over a prayer of supplication, an intercessory prayer, prayer of thanksgiving, and prayer of praise or prayer of worship. Next episode, we are going to talk about four more types of prayers to help you expand your prayer life. It's my hope that today's episode has provided you with insight and helpful tips on how you can pray. We have so much more to talk about when it comes to prayer. So I hope that if you were encouraged by today's episode, you'll share it with a friend and subscribe so that you don't miss any future episodes of the Teach Us to Pray podcast, where we'll continue to learn how, just like breathing, prayer can become a natural, consistent, and life-giving part of our everyday lives. Until then, be sure to connect with me at belovedwomen.org and check out the show notes to download my free 5-day prayer guide. Thank you so much for taking time to listen today. God bless you, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Teach Us to Pray is a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you take a minute and leave us a review in your podcast app? It really does help more people like you find the podcast. To hear more from Christina Patterson, be sure to check out her fantastic site, belovedwomen.org. A special thanks to Kelly Givens, Stephen Sanders, and Stephen McGarvey for their production and editing on this episode. You can find more podcasts like this over at lifeaudio.com.
This is Chris Christensen, and back in 2006, I started a simple project. A project to try and introduce more people to the Bible through Bible study called the Bible Study Podcast. It's a simple name and a simple idea. Each week, every week, we study one chapter of the Bible, talk about what it says, and what that might mean for us today. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for the Bible Study Podcast on your favorite podcast app.